You know, when I get a chance at work to listen to music, I love to turn on my soundtracks for a couple of reasons. I get to listen to my favorite genre. It allows me to think about a story while accomplishing my goals, and I find it motivational. There are quite a few tracks out there that are composed in such a way to show the characters of a story going through trials and tribulations, but giving everything they've got to defeat the predicament that they are in. And these pieces are usually more intense, but quite moving. On the last edition, I mentioned the video game Mass Effect. There's actually three of them. So in the third installment, you, or better yet, your character, have been spending a great deal of time uniting the alien races to help defeat a threat to the entire galaxy. Some alliances are broken, some new ones are created, and others are reinforced. But ultimately, your hard work is paid off and they all arrive at a pivotal location simultaneously to help you defeat the threat. With this part of the story, not only do you get to see the result of your endeavors, but the music composed for this part allows for a sense of pride and even zeal. Sometimes, music like this can be applied to our everyday lives, letting us know that no matter what life throws at us, we can handle it. There is more great music coming up, so don't go anywhere. You know, I want all of you out there to know that I am not against reading. Yeah, I love my movies, I love my TV shows and video games just like the other guys out there. But I'm not against reading. I actually really love to read. I really do. And I believe that reading is a very, very important part of our lives, especially for those of the younger generations. There have been a few books out there that cannot compete with other forms of entertainment. My wife introduced a book to me called The Historian, which kept me on the edge of my seat from beginning to end. I thoroughly enjoyed the Harry Potter series, which I enjoyed more than I with the books than I did with the movies. And there was another series called Black, White, and Red, with the main character being transported into a different dimension. I just could not put the books down. I really couldn't. So anyways, with these books, it allowed for my imagination to run wild. I would take actors and actresses I was familiar with and place their faces in the book I was reading, and would even add a little bit of imaginative music to really engross myself into the story. So, yeah, you know, sometimes movies, TV shows, and video games are not always the best way to go for one's imagination to grow. A good book is. So I encourage, and I will always encourage, everyone to read. Find a story that intrigues you, or stories you have already read and fell in love with, and go read to your heart's content. Though we may love our shows and games, let's not allow that to take away from our reading of a good book. Coming up, I've lined up some awesome composers: Neil Davidge, Tyler Bates, Alan Silvestri, and more.